Broadcasting from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Radio Mirai. 101 and 101.5 FM. Radio Mirai, the voice of peace.
Many alternatives, the same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Hello and welcome to Peacemakers program on Radio Mirai with me, Kapriya Shadar, and today we have another update from one of the states in South Sudan, and that is today is the turn of Central Equatoria, and I'll be having updates on what the Civil Affairs Division and their partners have been doing in their respective areas of the mandate under the United Nations mission in South Sudan. And with me in the studio is Civil Affairs Officer Masmina Dominic. Welcome, Masmina.
Thank you for inviting me to the studio.
Yes, and I have also another guest from Terkeka online. There is Emmanuel Lako, is a former youth chairperson in Terkeka. Marhabek and welcome, Emmanuel Lako, on Radio Mirai's Peacemakers.
Thank you, Joseph Salel and Madam Masmina.
Yes, welcome. So, Masmina, it has been like almost 3 or 4 months we did not speak to Civil Affairs and their partners in Central Equatoria State. And I understand that you have been doing a lot of activities between September and December 2022, especially in partnership with the Women Union and supported the reconstitution of women associations. And then in Terkeka and also in Kajuke, you have been doing the same thing, and also in Morobo and Lanya counties and so forth. So tell us about these activities you have been trying, especially in conjunction with these other counties in the state.
Thank you so much for really inviting me today to the studio. Yeah, Civil Affairs has been really engaged during these 4 months. We conducted conference, women conference, for all the four counties of Kajukeji, Juba County, Yei, and Terekeka. And we are looking forward also to do the same for the women in Morobo County, which is, I think, kicks off today. And next one will be in February, or towards maybe beginning of March, will be for Lanya. So this is mainly, you know, to build the capacity of these women. We have started with the Women Union in June. So Women Union now going down to the counties, establishing the body for the counties. Mm-hmm. And this will also move to the Payam, because in Payam also they need to have a body that they can work with. So they are right now, today, the Women Union Chairlady is already, they are today in Morobo. Mm-hmm. So we are supporting them, building their capacity so that they come up and conduct or implement their strategy that they have laid for this year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That now, when it comes to Terkeka, what is the particular thing you are trying to implement, or you are implementing with Terkeka County?
Terkeka, in February here, we are going to have another capacity building now for the women in Terkeka, the Terkeka County, the leadership we have been established recently. So we are going to have capacity building for these leaders. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. These women, they have even started moving around, giving awareness to the rest of the women at the bombers. So they will also mobilize them. They give them that same skill that we are giving them to them, so that they're able, at the end of the day, we want the women to participate fully in implementing peace process that is going on.
Yeah. Listeners, Radio Maria, this is Peacemakers Program. It's me, Gabriel Shadar, and with me in the studio is Masmina Dominic, Civil Affairs Officer under the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. And also, I have online with me from Turkeka is Emmanuel Lako, who is a former youth group lead chairperson in Turkeka. And of course, let's move quickly to the point of our focus today in this, after those updates and wrap up from the previous months. Now, Civil Affairs in Central Equatoria is trying to engage in a peace campaign for the cattle camp use, and which is supposed to promote peaceful coexistence. So, tell us, how are you going about this one, Masmina?
We thought it is very, very, very important to involve the cattle camp youth, because this is, these days, normal the conflict is coming from is the youth of cattle camps. If they are not involved, they are not really engaged in this peace implementation of this peace agreement. You know, these are the people who are going to cause conflict, and it will continue, and there will be no implementation of peace agreement. So what we are thinking is, now we have to go down to this, to these camps, cattle camps youth. So we have to give awareness raising to these cattle camps youth. They have to get this for themselves. They should be the one now to do the awareness raising in the cattle camp. But if they are not aware, they will not do anything, but they continue, you know, they are being engaged, and then they will continue fighting, which is not so good.
Yeah. Emmanuel Lako, tell us about this project. How do you feel about this project and the attempt of, at sensitizing the youth, and what would be the benefit from this?
Thank you, Governor Joseph Sadar and Masmina, the Army Civil Affairs, and the Mirror listeners at our nation. This project concerning Terekeka community, this project is very, very important, involving cattle camp youth in this peace campaign. It's a very, very good exercise to me. And why we want to involve young people from cattle camp in this peace campaign is because many, many cases, many conflict, many disagreement has been created by people in the cattle camp. That is the youth who are going after their animals. And if this could be the reason, they could be the very people to provide some solution and a way forward in order for them to coexist with the people around them, like farmers, and then other people will be passing. In Terekeka, we have this highway road going through Terekeka to Baragajal, and if the young people in the cattle camp are having problem with themselves, it will easily affect the passengers who are passing by this road. If the cattle camp are having problem with themselves, it can easily affect the farmers, it can affect villagers, it can affect everybody around that environment. Therefore, this project is very, very important to be implemented in Terekeka. Thank you.
How do you link this project to the previous attempts, including the intercommunal conferences between the Terekeka people, and also that even involved the intellectuals, the politicians, and the youth? How do you link this one with that one?
It is a mechanism. It is a mechanism that is to bring everybody on board. I remember last year when son and daughters of Terekeka come together, they created an initiative for peace called IRT. That is a peace initiative that was created by the son and daughters of Terekeka County. Now with that, the committee involved the cattle camp youth leaders, the chiefs, the Boma chiefs, the intellectuals, the women, the politicians, and that's why in Terekeka, for the last 2 to 3 years, we are having at least a very peaceful environment That is only we are experiencing some small conflict around here. Many conflicts within the cattle camp are happening in the territories of Juba County among the cattle herders who belong to Terekeka. So therefore, I can link this exercise so that let us have the same mechanism that everybody should be brought on board so that we feel the pain together. And if we feel the pain together as intellectuals, the women, the sheep, the cattle camp, the young people, the students, the military personnel, the security personnel, then we will be able to provide way forward, solution to our problem. Thank you.
Yeah, before I go back to Masmina, Emmanuel Lacou, I remember there were very, very good recommendations that came out from the conference of the Terekeka Sons and Daughters last year. And apparently that those recommendations reduced the level of violence among the community members, and a lot of tension was reduced, even the tension between Terekeka County and Juba County. Can you remind us a little bit about the top recommendations that were supposed to be implemented, and where is the implementation at the moment? Yes.
Let me just have a point of correction.
Yeah.
The tension was not between Terekeka County and Juba County. The tension was among the cattle herders who belong to Terekeka County, Terekeka community.
Yes. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the recommendation was actually based on the root causes of those disagreements and the conflict. One of the recommendations was, let the sons and daughters of Terekeka coexist together in the cattle camp. And let the raided animals should be returned to their rightful owners, with the authority of Terekeka County and then the community leaders, the cattle camp youth leaders, and everybody was attached with this responsibility that we should try to engage and convince those raiders to return the raided cattle to their rightful owners. And very initiative was exerted on this, and most of the cattle were able to return to their rightful owners. One of the recommendations was also Terekeka cattle camps should come back and graze in their motherland, Terekeka County. But this one did not materialize because for the last 3 years, the island was full of water. Remember this. So cattle herders claimed that during the dry season, they should not come to Terekeka County because they have many animals which will face a lot of challenge because the island is full of water. And we are trying to engage with the leadership of the communities around neighboring Terekeka County so that these cattle herders are to respect the right of those communities because of the challenge of water. And this year we are seeing the water has been dropping down in the river, and we still want to insist that these recommendations have to be implemented by the cattle camp youth from Terekeka County. Let them come back to their motherland. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Emmanuel Lacou, for your elaborate explanation of that. Of course, the movement of the cattle from Terekeka created some sort of tension with the local communities farming in other areas, including Juba County. But, Masmina, as you have been following and logistically or technically following, helping this process, and now you are having this sensitization, is this linked to the implementation of those resolutions that just Lacou has just spoken about?
Well, this awareness raising, actually, this is something that should not be stopped, because I don't think that many cattle keepers are aware of all those resolutions. So those resolutions, it needs now people have to go and implement and explain also to the cattle keepers so that they understand. Mm. But if it is not, if they are not aware about it, that means for them they do what they want to do. Mm. Because these are young, you know, generation. Yeah. They are very happy to implement whatever comes to them.
Yeah.
So we, for us as civil affairs, we are still engaged. We are engaging them. Yeah. We are engaging them to give this awareness so that they understand. They also by themselves give awareness to their cattle keeper by themselves.
Mm.
Because someone from outside, sometimes people will not understand. But if somebody within the community, they will understand. So we are very much in, of course, that resolution has to be implemented. And this resolution, it is not one person's, one cannot be doing that alone. So what we need is all the partners has to be in. Our government partner, they have to be also there to implement their part. We are also here as partners, we also implement. So we concentrate to talk to this cattle camp youth. They are the one, moving around. They are the one causing all this problem. But if they are sat down there, they do something good, they give them development, tell them something different, they will begin to learn. And this conflict will go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will continue with the program Peacemakers.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation. Your preferred station, the voice of peace.
Peacemakers, many alternatives, the same goal. Peace for one is peace for all. Peacemakers.
Yes, and let me go back to Emmanuel Lacour. Yes, recommendations have been made, and people have been happy that they voiced their concerns and their voice were heard. But always the root causes take time to be resolved. And this brings the question of whether some of the root causes are still simmering or still recurring as we speak.
Yes, some of the root cause remains until today unsolved. And it is because the community and the government in Terekeka could not have arrest the culprit, because one of the resolution was let the culprit be brought to the book so they defend themselves in presence of the law. This resolution remains unsolved until today. And this one become a challenging point to the community and to the government. Number two, we as the activists, human rights activists, are seeing more effort need to be put on the legal services for Terekeka people. Because many, many cases were being tried traditionally. And these traditional courts don't have competence to solve some other issues. With this, we therefore advocate for the legal services to be available in Terekeka so that every citizen have their rights in terms of legal services.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in line with the resolution of the other conferences that we need to have a mobile court in Terkeha County, whereby the judges, if there is challenge in Terkeha County because of the resident, because of anything which I don't know, then we need to create a mobile court in order to solve some other cases right from the grassroots level. Thank you,
Emmanuel, for this. Emmanuel is a former youth chairperson in the Terkeha State, speak to me online from there. Masmina, you have heard these two things, like culprits have not been arrested, and it seems there is a legal gap there in terms of having a competent court that can try other things. How can civil affairs help in this process? What do you think about it?
This is where we engage the county commissioner. County commissioner is aware of everything, and he is as a leader at the county. He can take note of that. This mobile court in Terkeha, I think there was a time there was a discussion, something like that, that this mobile court moving all around the counties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure about it, but what the whole thing will come to now to the county commissioner.
Mm.
If something like that, we'll also talk to the county commissioner.
Yeah. Nasmina, you spoke about having a campaign, sensitization campaign or peace campaign in the cattle camps. And for somebody who has no and had no knowledge of Terkeha, how does the operation look like? Like, how do you go to the cattle camp? How many hours, how many days you would spend there? What will it take for you to go into the cattle camp and engage people?
Gabriel, we are working with partners.
Yeah.
We are not working alone. We have partners with us. For instance, SEPO, we are working with the SEPO. In 2019, there was a lot of conflict those days in Terkeha. Cattle camps, I remember we did also some workshop, and people complained that the leaders of the cattle camps were not invited, and So when we thought like that, we say, okay, campaign is better. So what we did was we work with it together with the SEPO. SEPO is going down to the cattle camp, moving from cattle camp to cattle camp. During that time,
usually these cattle camps are close near the town, or how far are they?
It is in, you know, they have, they know all the locations, all the counties, like the 8 counties those days.
Yeah.
Now it is called Payams.
Mm.
So they are all in these areas, and they know where they are.
Mm.
So they go cattle by cattle.
Mm.
Yeah. So they did that. You know, conflict has reduced in 2019. You know, that time.
Mm.
Till when another one is escalated, I think in 2020 or 2021.
Mm.
So it has halt, but because it should be continuing.
Yes.
Not we do and then we leave it. So, you know, reaching a certain time, you see these things as like it has come up.
Mm.
So we thought it is good. We have to start it in... We have to start it with this cattle camp, and we continue. The partners will continue, and then later on, the cattle camps themselves, they will become the partner.
Mm.
They will continue.
Mm.
It needs a continuous thing. We shouldn't leave it like that.
Yep.
Till when everything is well in all this, in all the country, you know, whole country. So if everything is all down, that's when maybe they know what they can do. There will be no conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is where we are going to work with SEPO. In February, we are going to start with the, you know, Nyori. There is Nyori, Payam in Terkeha. Recently, in November, there was fighting between the two villages, between the cattle camps, the two villages of Mayong and Ayong, two here, just not very far from Kuda, that side. So there was really conflict there. They fought by themselves. Of course, commissioner engaged with them. After that, everything subsided. They have reconciled. But now it is good not to leave them like that. So we are going to start with them. We start from them, with the Nyori, Kompayam. Then we'll continue to some of the cattle camps. Yes.
Yes. Emmanuel Laku, the same question is, how easy is access of activists like you and active people? How easy is the access to the cattle camp?
Thank you, Sadar. I just want to reactivate what Masmina has told you. Masmina has become part of the Rakeka people through the life of the community here. So don't worry yourself. Masmina will be able to go to any location around here. The access to the cattle camp locations around Tarakeka these days is very, very easy because we are in dry season. And the dry season will allow us to go to any location because we'll be using any means. We'll be using vehicle, we'll be using boda-boda, we'll be using any means of transport. And we want to also take a reference from the Bible that sometimes human beings like Mandari people respect people who are coming from outside communities like those of Masmina. So it is our pleasure to have Admin Affairs, Civil Affairs to come in to do this campaign. So some of us will be helpers, some of us will be translators, some of us will be guiding the campaign, while the speakers will be outside people from outside, like those of Masmina, so that our people from the cattle camp trust on them, because those who are coming outside, like those of Masmina, will be able to tell the pain that is in our life as Terekeka community people. And for the brotherhood that they have been actually seeing before, now these days Mondari community is not longer like before, those outsiders will be able to tell us the goodness of being together by then and now, the disadvantages of being apart from ourselves, disagreeing, killing ourselves, raiding ourselves, misusing the resources that we have. I think it is very necessary, and it is the right season for this peace campaign.
Yes. Emmanuel, also looking at the wider context, and one of the issues for the South Sudan in general is lack of development. And when you speak about lack of development, is also about lack of access to markets. And that is because there are no roads that are connecting some of the areas with the areas of markets, right? Reproduce something, you don't have access to market. But now, there is a very nice road that is going through Terekeka. How do the people of Terekeka feel about this road, and how do they make use of this road so that the tension that they are having is a little bit reduced?
Oh, George Gabriel, Terekeka, did they become a tourist town? Many, many citizens in Juba to come here for every weekend.
I'm yet to go there.
You're welcome, brother.
Okay.
So that is to say, this development that South Sudan government has actually chosen to have road connecting this greater region is being experienced by Terekeka people as a good thing. Currently, we don't have problems. Somebody could plan to go to Juba for just 40 minutes. You will be in the city. Then you do your own work. You come back to Terekeka. Now, in connection with this project, I think we need to do some awareness to Terekeka people based on their use of the road, okay? Because we have seen also a lot of accidents has been happening around here. Animals were being knocked by the cars, and then cars were being actually knocking the animals. Human beings were being knocked by the Boda Boda guys and all those kind of things. So we will be having inclusive campaign that is helping the life of the people generally in South Sudan, because this road is being used by everybody. And another factor is we will be calculating the factor of safety and security when we want to go and have campaign in a particular location or in a particular cattle camp. And that one will be tackled by the youth themselves and the Terekeha government and the local government administration in Terekeha County. So don't worry about the Fua Road, because every cattle camp is just near to the highway. If not 6 kilometers away, it should be 12 kilometers away from the highway, because every cattle camp is now just along the River Nile.
That will ease
the movement of the humanitarian workers and then these peace campaigners.
You are still listening to the Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. As we come to the last minutes of this program, Masmina, what is next in your programs, especially when you speak about February or March, which is falling in the dry season? How much do you want to achieve during this dry season?
Well, mobile peace campaign, it is going to be in six locations. This is according to the payams. So these six payams, we have to do it like the county that is very far, like Tali and Tindilo, it needs immediately now. If we don't do it early, it will be difficult if we go to April and somewhere there. So we will start with the nearest, that where the conflict has started earlier in November. Then we will also go to Tindilo and Tali. And also, again, in Tindilo and Tali, we'll have reconciliation, peace and reconciliation conference or forum for them, besides the cattle campaign. Peace campaign. So we are going to have there, like, you know, two things like that. So we are going to do this during this dry season. If we don't do it during this season, it will be difficult in very far places. So that's why we are starting February immediately. After that, we'll go to other places like Gwor, which they call it now Rego. That is where we are going to, where kettles are always assembling themselves.
Emmanuel Lako, your concluding remark about this project of peace campaign in the cattle camps.
Thank you, Joseph Gabriel Shadar. I'm just saying, let's pray that the February exercise be accompanied by the Almighty God. All right, my message to the citizens of this nation, as also we are preparing, ready to welcome His Holiness Pope Francis will be coming to our nation. Let us all hope His coming will be a blessing to us, and particularly to Terekeha County, because we become part of the city these days. I will ask everybody to come out, so we will come for Francis, and let us forgive ourselves. Let us be people who should have turning direction. Let us forget about the past, and let us be born again. So we want peace to be experienced by all of us, whether we are politicians, whether we are human rights workers, whether we are activists, whether we are soldiers, whether we are anybody in this nation, we want peace. And then citizens in the panel of UN, particularly civil affairs, we don't want to waste your energy. We want you to be active. We want you to not to give up. We want you to double your efforts so that peace are experienced in Terekeha and generally in South Sudan. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Lako, former youth leader in Terekeha, speaking to me from Terekeha. And also thank you very much, Masmina Dominic, for being with us in the studio once again. Great efforts you're doing there. And we hope the dry season will bear fruitful engagement with youth and also with the cattle camps. Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of today's Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya. It has all been from me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks for listening.